Medals of Freedom in the Afterlife. In the afterlife, all the recipients ride the same cloud in heaven, their medals like halos strung around their necks, their halos like reflections of golden medals against mist. Rosa and Georgia and Harvey and Cesar, beatific. How they hang their heads over the edge and whisper to each other about the newcomers, with medals still fixed over hearts gone, as quiet as a shock jock in hospice. In heaven, your feet are never cold. You sleep in sheets like cream pressed thin and still warm from ironing, and your lungs become two aquariums swirling with neon tetras or whatever illuminated fish you prefer. And why not? Let's make it as lovely as we can. Let's fake it until we're so full of belief that even those recipients peering over the edge, Martin and Helen and Ellie and Nelson, think the next one might be redeemed after all. His desperate prayers rise up and are collected in a can like F-bombs in a swear jar brought to God, who shakes it and shakes it until the rattle strikes the right atonement. Such fantasies the sight of paradise can produce. He's so close to the end now, they can practically smell his imminent arrival.